The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hello, Big Fat Team. This is Kim Beauty calling. Just to say how much I love you. Big Fat Team online. Big Fat Team online. You make me happy. You love to me. You bring us laughter and relation. Mr. Fat and Fighting.
Not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I always love you, and be your beater.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1385 of the BFL Far Right, the 17th of May 2013, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we're going to finish up the Sensei today. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all. You may have gathered by the opening on today's little show, y'all, that today, for right, the 17th of May, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for the one and only, y'all, it's Miss Kim Beaver. Miss Beaver's celebration, y'all, and you know she's over there in the Faroe Islands, and y'all, I just want all of you to send out some birthday love to Miss Beaver. You know she runs the lodge, and she just does such a lovely job over there, and y'all, Big Fatty just, it'll mean a lot to Big Fatty if you'll take some time and just wish Kim Beaver a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. But, y'all, that is not the only birthday that we are going to be talking about today. Because on Sunday the 19th, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Jimmy Farmer. Big Fatty, what does he raise? Sheep? No, I don't know what Jimmy Farmer raises. Probably hell. Big Fatty. So, Jimmy Farmer, I know you'll have a lovely day. And, y'all, since I am going to be gone all of next week and on the 27th, y'all, we've got several more celebrations of exiting the birth canal coming up. So mark them down on your calendar, y'all. Next Friday, the 24th, y'all, it is the Naughty Nannies, that Wendy Cameron. And then on the 25th, y'all, that's the full moon. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, on the full moon on the 25th is Brian and Danbury. And y'all, then on Memorial Day, the 27th, y'all, we have two exiting. Y'all, it's Trucker Alex. And, y'all, it is also the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Peter Potamus. And, y'all, you may know him as Apollonius. Big Fatty, we just know one thing. There's going to be one hell of a cake. Yeah, because Big Fatty, I forgot, are the sheep giving Miss Beaver a cake? Oh, I don't know. It's probably a woolly cake. Big Fatty, woolly cake. Anyway, I am over at the Hara Hotel when you're hearing this, and then I'll be there till Sunday morning. A reminder now that Big Fatty is going to pre-record all the little shows next week. I've got something special planned for you, so you'll have brand new content. That's a change, Big Fatty. All next week and on the 27th. So y'all be listening every day. There'll be a new little show for you every day, Big Fatty. And we just want to say good luck with the hats. I have a feeling I will.
Big Fatty, you know I don't like that phone. I'm going to have to go over here in the corner.
Poodle, it'll be fine. You know damn good and well, it's always somebody batshit crazy. So just don't worry about it, okay? Here we go. Hello?
Hey, Big Fatty. This is RC calling from Wisconsin. I was just calling to share with you the story that I had, something that happened to me this morning.
Okay.
I was coming into work, and I was going up the elevator. I was listening to the BFO this morning.
Of course.
And there were three other ladies in the elevator with me.
Oh, I hope it wasn't stingy.
And one of them was my former boss.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you get in the elevator, everybody kind of quiet in the morning.
Right.
Really talk.
Right.
I was in there, and I didn't realize they were getting second-hand Big Fatty from me. So, I'm just there listening to this show, and all of a sudden, I guess they can hear, like, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Dear Gussie, and all that.
Yeah, Gussie, indeed.
And they all just kind of look at each other and look at me and just giggle.
Oh!
So then I was like, oh, can you guys hear what's coming from my headphones?
Yeah,
And my boss says, yeah, what are you listening to?
Oh, dear Gussie.
So I was, like, embarrassed. I didn't want her to know I was listening to the BFO.
How
so
dare
I said,
you?
Well, I'm listening to this podcast called What Some Would Call Lies. So, anyway, there's my story. I just thought it was kind of funny. All right, well, thank you for calling.
Oh, dear Gussie. Aussie, I love. First of all, thank you for calling. But I love that story. I was a little taken aback there when you were embarrassed. When you were embarrassed to say that you were. We're embarrassed to say you were listening to the BFO, but you know it's always good and safe to just choose a little show that has pod faded, and I don't blame you for choosing one. Evidently, Mr. Mike Lawson is not the only big liar. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're going to finish them today. And, y'all, I thought I'd start off, since we were talking about what some would call lies, we'd read Mr. Mike Lawson's census here. A Big Fatty, he didn't do one. Oh, okay. Then, y'all, let's do Paul the Kitten Whisperer. Paul lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a semi-lurker. He's been listening from the beginning and before with a little Fatty podcast. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, but only from other little shows. Thank goodness. When did you exit the birth canal? August the 3rd, 1959. How much bacon do you eat? That's too personal. Your favorite BFO episode? I enjoyed the... The what? I enjoyed the... Some, the feuds? I don't know. The feeds with Vera and when Vader shows up. Yeah, I don't know what. I think that's the feeds with Vera. I don't know. Anyway, what is your favorite BFO segment? Memory Lane, Big Fatty, Memory Lane. Too bad he hadn't done that in a while. Axe Big Fatty and the opening segment. So Big Fatty, you do those every day. Other than bodily noises, what would you change? Y'all left that blank. Left him blank. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Get on it. Get on it, Paul. Visited the surface of the sun? No. Participated in a puppet show? Yes. I was told I have the perfect hands for it. Big Fatty, too much information. Describe the last time you shot your pants. Not recently, but please. Subscribe to my Twitter feed. Big Fatty, he's going to update you on the 20 when he shats himself. That's just lovely. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. Jim Major has sent in his census form. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening for a month. Big Freddy, make that 9 months now. Well, it's about 10 months, probably. Do you know how to unsubscribe? No. When did you exit the birth canal? May the 25th. Oh, dear Gussie, we didn't have that one on the list. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, Jim Major, a week from Saturday with Brian and Danbury is Jim Major. Big Freddy, that's lovely. Now, Jim, I've pre-recorded those shows, so I'm not going to be able to mention you on them. But I hope you get back. I hope he gets cake, Big Freddy. let's see. How much bacon do you eat each month? 1 pound. Big Freddy, he needs bacon more than cake. What's your favorite BFO episode? Your next show? That is so sweet. What's your favorite BFO segment? I love Hamming It Up with Big Fatty song. Big Fatty. Other than bodily noises, what would you change? Nothing. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but we'll soon get on it. I think he's called, though, y'all. Visited the surface of the sun? No. Participated in a puppet show? No. Describe the last time you shat your pants, possibly about 2 years after exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I think he's full of shit, too. Oh, well, that's not very nice. Y'all, our next one is from, you know, Casey out there in Denver. You know, he was the number two fan of the BFO for 2012. And y'all, he sent in a form for his husband, Mr. Mann. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a lurker. Been listening to the BFO. I only listen to the parts that Casey lets me or makes me listen to. Big Fatty Casey better make him listen to all of it. Do you know how to unsubscribe? No. When did you exit the birth canal? October the 8th, 1953. How much bacon do you eat? 1 pound. Plus, I am a chef cooking in a large hospital kitchen. Big Freddy, he cooks a lot of bacon. What is your favorite BFO episode? Never heard one all the way through. Big Freddy. What's your favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Well, maybe KC will call in and axe Big Fatty something then. Like, Big Fatty, like, why did it take so long, damn long for you to finish reading these censor? I'm not done yet. other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? No changes are needed. It entertains my husband and keeps him out of trouble. Somehow, I don't think Big Fatty keeps Casey in Denver out of trouble. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but we'll soon. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No. And y'all, I've met Casey, Mr. Man, Casey and Denver's husband, Mr. Man. He was at Pride 48. He's watched a puppet show. Describe the last time you shat your pants. I was a baby and it was in a diaper. Big Fatty, they get into that diaper play, I think, out there in Denver. Oh, no, we won't go there. John Kobeck. John Kobeck sent in a census, and he lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening 3 years. Only knows how to unsubscribe from other little shows. Exited the birth canal September 21st, 1964. Eats 4 pounds of bacon each month. Favorite BFO episode? Any shows that discuss old age doctor visits and medical issues because I'm a middle-aged hypochondriac. Big Fatty. What's your favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? Weekend shows would be nice and less mention of the sea hag. Big Fatty. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Visited the surface of the sun? No. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? No, but I've watched. The last time you shat your pants? I've never shat my pants, but it's something I'm looking forward to as I age. Oh, John, you ain't right. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Yeah, I guess y'all, our next census comes to us from the future. Y'all, it is from Artie Croza. And y'all, he lives in Mexico. He's a lurker. Been listening to the BFO since show number 100. Big Freddy. Do you know how to unsubscribe? No! When did you exit the birth canal? 26267, a bit after lunchtime. That would be 22667 in fucked up America. Which is where Artie Croza is coming in September. Y'all, he's going to be a Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy. How much bacon do you eat each month? Not enough. You'll have to go to breakfast with a Big Fatty in Vegas then, Artie Croza. We'll have a bacon off. Big Fatty and Volga. What are your favorite BFO episodes? The Drunkie Cast. What's your favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Well, Artie Croza. Maybe you should call and ask Axe Big Fatty something. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? I like the bodily noises, provided there's a follow-through. Poodle McNoodle needs her own segment. Yes, Big Freddy, I believe I do. It would be lovely. It'd be pooping with Poodle. Oh, no, I don't think pooping with Poodle is a good idea. And I don't think that's what Artie Croza was talking about. A cooking segment. Oh, Big Freddy, a cooking segment. Nobody else does those. Oh. Well, that could still be pooping with Big Freddy. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but I will soon. I guess I'll have to now. Yes, you will. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No! Participate in a puppet show I watched, and the last time you shat your pants, I may have shot it a couple of weeks ago. Poor Artie Croza. Now, y'all, believe it or not, I'm about to read the very last census, y'all. It is from that Kim Beaver. And y'all, Kim Beaver, of course, lives in Mexico. She's a listener. Been listening to the BFO since number one. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, of course. When did you exit the birth canal? Whose canal exactly? How much bacon do you eat each month? Does fish bacon count? No. What's your favorite BFO episode? Oh, but especially those with the Ferozzi anthem. That's coming up soon, y'all, this summer. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? That it might end at number 3,000. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, but won't again. Visited the surface of the sun? No, Vera hates me. Participated in a puppet show? We need a BFO video. The last time you shut your pants? No! Oh, dang, I see. Y'all, this is a monumental day. Not only is it Miss Beaver's celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, the BFO census is now officially closed. Big Fatty, thank hydrogen! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, lovely weekend, and please, send out birthday wishes to that dear Kim Beaver. Big Fatty, I wish I could make her a cake so she could sing something about me like she sang this about you. I'll always love you and be your poodle.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.